Our time now is 7 minutes before 8 o'clock. Mark Emery is a London bookstore owner who has been fined numerous times for keeping his business open on Sunday. Yesterday, he charged that churches and the religious community are to blame for pressuring the government to keep the Sunday closing law. He made his comments in front of a select committee looking into retail store hours. Mr. Emery is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Why are you blaming the churches for the Sunday closing law? Why them in particular?
Well, I did more than blame them, you might say. I actually labeled them as, amongst others, incidentally, including business people, politicians, and labor organizations, I labeled them the real criminals in the Sunday closing legislation.
What's criminal about it?
Well, you know, it's funny. I made the comparison of how in business, you know, shoplifters are a problem, but they're only a problem once or twice, and they only do one thing, steal a few goods. But unfortunately, many of the organized churches and their parishioners are out to steal from me something much greater and steal from my consumers, and so that's the Ontario citizen at large. And I claim they were stealing my time and my investment and my freedom of choice and all the fruits of my labor. And more insulting yet, they were enjoying their tax-free privilege at the expense of victims of their intolerance like me. I mean, my taxes help give the churches the benefit of their tax-free status, and I felt that was very sleazy of them to come out and indict people like me who are earning an honest living, doing an honest transaction, and doing it at everybody's benefit as far as I could see in my transactions, and yet they were taking my taxes and not paying any themselves, and I felt this was wrong, and I felt that the Bible was being maligned here. So what I did is I quoted the Bible thoroughly at them, pointing out that they're the hypocrites and they're the people who should be looking inward at themselves before they even begin to criticize people like myself.
Mr. Emery, if we put the churches to one side just for a moment, I wonder if we could talk about the whole idea of you being robbed of your right to be open, I gather, 7 days a week. Is that what you really want?
Well, me personally, I don't particularly care. I made a point of this. I said before the committee that I was proud to be a lawbreaker because I felt this law was wrong and unjust and that this was the only way to achieve justice in the matters by breaking the law and bringing to the attention of people of Ontario how unjust it was.
Yeah, but hold on just a second. The law itself, as it applies to Sunday, I understand what you're referring to there, but what if it was Thursday or Friday or some other day? Would that still bother you?
Oh, sure, it would. And it would bother me if the law only applied to selected industries. One of the things the committee said is, well, you know, we've heard a lot of testimony from bookstores saying they should be open, and we're very sympathetic to that. And I said, well, that's awful.
Do you close any day?
I'm no more important than my neighbor who sells furniture or my neighbor who sells coins. You shouldn't be giving preferential treatment to bookstores just because their industry seems a little more respectable. I guess selling a book seems more respectable than selling groceries or something. I opposed any kind of special privileges they were thinking of giving businesses like mine in the upcoming review of the legislation. I felt that was wrong, too.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Do you close any day of the week?
Well, we close Sunday, but that's not... we close Sunday, and we might even still close Sunday if it were legal. But bear in mind that I have a cleaning staff that works Sunday. So, I mean, the same amount of people are working the same hours every day, Sunday included, whether they're serving the clients or whether they're cleaning the floors off my store. And I really don't think that, you know, that's where I attack the Christians as hypocrites because, you know, what Christian out there has not taken advantage of all the products and services that are, in fact, now available on Sunday? What Christian hasn't bought gas at a gas station or eaten brunch at a restaurant after church or gone down with their children to a movie or to a fruit stand and things like that? And it just appalled me that they were attempting to attack people as not living up to the biblical word who wanted to open Sunday when they were taking full advantage of everybody else who was already required to work on Sundays, and they were saying nothing about this.
Of course, you know, people of all religions and some who don't have any also like to be closed or have a day off, whether it's Sunday or some other day, so it does apply to everybody. What would you like to see, Mr. Emery? How would you like to see...
Well, I'm a believer in individual rights, and from those rights comes the responsibility of making your own decisions and paying the price of those decisions. So I would like to see it up to the individual store owner or individual management of big corporations or what have you to determine what's in the best interest of that store.
So not have any law at all governing closing days?
Oh, well, no. We always need law to protect people against undue, force and coercion. But that's not what an employee and an employer relationship to the customer is. Mm. In the retail scene, the customer is always right. And if he wants you to open at 3 o'clock in the morning and there's enough of them saying you better open to serve us, then you had better be ready to open and all the employees in retail had better be ready to go to work.
So in other words, a condition of employment under those circumstances will be that you work at 3 o'clock in the morning if the boss says so.
Well, it's not that the boss doesn't want to work at 3 in the morning either, but if his customers say you work at 3 in the morning, that's when you go. And if you don't want to serve the customer in retail, my theory is you should be getting the heck out of business because you've got no place there.
Yeah, but then we have the whole business of fairness within the labor pool and when people are hired and what they're hired for and what the conditions of their hiring are, and we would need laws in that area, would we not?
Well, this is not a difficult thing. Remember...
It must be difficult because we don't seem to be able to resolve it. How would you like to see it?
Well, first of all, people in retail, the actual employees, I think, would not mind working on Sunday. I'll tell you why. A lot of them in retail are single people, male and female. They don't have family.
What if they don't want to work on Sunday, though? Would you still hire them?
You know, I often thought, you know, if you went out in the street and said, if you had a choice of sleeping in or working Wednesday morning, would you work Wednesday morning? I'm sure a lot of people, if they thought they could earn the same living, would prefer to sleep in on any given day you asked them.
Okay.
I don't think anybody, given the preference of not doing any work and working, if they see the same possible benefits at the end of the week, are going to say, I wouldn't want to work any morning. If I didn't have to.
Mr. Emery, I'm sorry, our time's run out. We have the news coming along. I thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, then.
Make some interesting points.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mark Emery is a London bookstore owner. He says church groups are responsible for keeping the Sunday closing law intact, and he'd like to see that end. And we have to go to the news now at 8 o'clock here in Ontario Morning. An hour left of our program. The day's going to be sunny, but it could be a bit snowy or wet on the weekend.